Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Miami and Atlanta moved into the weekend last night, and Wei-Yin Chen made his second start since returning off the disabled list. For the full Saturday Night Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Braves came in with a seven-game winning streak. They came in 11-6 against the Marlins this year, but the Marlins come up big tonight, pull out a 6-4 victory, and that sets up a chance for a four-game series split when this series wraps up at 1:10 tomorrow. Wei-Yin Chen making his second start. He's coming back from the disabled list. He faced Aaron Blair in this ballgame tonight. And Atlanta jumped on Chen in inning number one. Andrew Ciarte, a red-hot hitter, had three hits in this ballgame tonight. He led off with an infield hit in the first inning. He went to second base when Adonis Garcia was out on a very good play at third by Derek Dietrich. But the Braves had a man at second, one down in the first for the scorching hot Freddie Freeman.
Chen comes set. He'll have to check Ciarte. Does quickly, comes to the plate, and a 2-2 pitch is grounded up the middle against the shift. Coming around third is Ciarte, and Freddie Freeman extends a hitting streak to 28 games, on base for 44 straight, and a 1-0 Atlanta Braves lead on Freddie's 86th RBI of the year.
Freeman tomorrow will have a chance to match the longest hitting streak in Major League Baseball this season, a 29-gamer by Jackie Bradley Jr. of the Red Sox in April and May. So the Braves had a first hitting 1-0 lead, but it didn't last long. In the bottom of the first, D. Gordon walked. He stole second base, and with one out, up stepped Derek Dietrich.
Here's the pitch. And they tried to jam Dietrich. He got into one, lifts it high down the right field line. It is going to be a fair ball rattling around in the corner. And coming around to score is D. Gordon, and pulling up at second base is Dietrich, and now Dietrich says, wasn't that a home run?
I think he's right.
And they're going to talk it over, and they will get this right one way or another, you would hope. There it is, a home run. Dietrich can continue the run and come around and score, and the Marlins have a 2-1 lead on Dietrich's home run to right.
But back came the Braves in the second. Anthony Recker led off with a double, went to third on a Dansby Swanson fly ball to right. So he was 90 feet away for Gordon Beckham.
And 92 strikeouts. And the pitch to Beckham is hit high into the air to left. This should be deep enough to get Recker home. There's the catch. Recker tags. The throw will be cut off. And the Atlanta Braves have tied this game on a leadoff double by Recker. The fly ball by Swanson to right sent Recker to third, and a fly ball to left scores Recker 2-2 here in the second.
Marlins would untie the ball game in the third. D. Gordon leadoff single went to second on an Ozuna ground ball with Derek Dietrich to plate. Gordon stole third base, his second steal in the ball game. Derek Dietrich then was hit by a pitch, and when Christian Yelich walked, the Marlins had the bases loaded for Giancarlo Stanton.
The 3-2, Giancarlo taps one third base side of the mound. Blair can't get it. Garcia barehands, goes to first, stands out on a close play. D scores, 3-2 Miami. A healthy Stanton beats that ball out.
Still working his way back from that groin strain, and Giancarlo out on a very close play. But he drives in his 74th of the season, and the Marlins had a 3-2 lead. They'd extend that lead in the fourth. Aaron Blair nearing the end of the line allowed back-to-back singles to Echevarria and pinch hitter Destin Hood to begin the inning. After a walk to D. Gordon, a Marcell Ozuna sack fly made it a 4-2 Marlins lead. And then Blair's night came to an end. Jed Bradley came on to face his Georgia Tech teammate Derek Dietrich.
1-2 to Dietrich is in the dirt, goes all the way to the backstop. Sprinting toward the plate, Hood, he's going to score standing up. 5-2 Miami on the wild pitch.
Both runs that inning charged to the starter Blair. Blair tonight went 3 1/3, 6 hits, 5 runs. He walked 3, 1 intentionally through 80 pitches, 42 strikes. Meanwhile, for the Marlins, Wei-Yin Chen pulled after 4 in this game, exiting with a 5-2 lead. Chen, 4 innings of 4-hit, 2-run ball. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 3. He threw 62 pitches, 42 strikes. Both teams into the bullpen early here tonight. Austin Bryce worked a scoreless 5th inning. Then Hunter Cervenka came on to start the 6th, facing lefty Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman singled in the first inning, extending his hitting streak to 28 games. And here he hits a high fly ball, deep right field. Stanton back, looking up, gone. Cervenka's first pitch hit out of the park to right by Freddie Freeman. His 32nd home run of the year. And it pulls the Braves to within two at 5-3.
Well, two batters later, Nick Markakis singled. Cervenka was done. Brian Ellington came on. He struck out Anthony Recker, allowed a hit to Dansby Swanson, but then he struck out Gordon Beckham and was out of the inning at 5-3. Fernando Rodney pitching the seventh with a two-run lead. He walked the leadoff man, pinch hitter Malik Smith. Smith then stole second after Inciarte struck out Adonis Garcia, grounded to second. That got the runner to third base. And a wild pitch would end up bringing him home. That made it a one-run game at 5-4 in the top of the seventh. Rodney eventually escaped in the bottom of the seventh. The Marlins got that run back. They got a leadoff single for Giancarlo Stanton. Pinch runner Yeffrey Perez stole second, went to third on a Justin Bour ground ball to short. And with a man at third, one down to the plate, JT Realmuto. Gant the 1-1, breaking ball chopped into the hole at third base. Garcia, good play, looks home, no chance, throws to first, JT beat it. That little look at the plate cost Garcia, with JT running hard all the way. Infield hit, RBI number 47, 6-4 Miami. JT went 2-for-4 tonight. Those 47 runs batted in matches total from a season ago, so he's equaled his career high. So the Marlins had their two-run cushion back. They brought Kyle Bearclaw out for the eighth inning. Bearclaw got the first man, Nick Markakis, on a routine ground ball to second, but there was nothing routine about what Derek Dietrich did to Anthony Recker. 3-1 to Recker. Bearclaw fires, popped in the air, foul off of first base. Dietrich over, does he have room? Into the seats, he tumbles, and I think he caught it. He's in the seats, he made the catch. Great play, Derek Dietrich. He completely disappeared into the first row of seats behind first base. And the umpire, Doug Eddings, raced over to make sure he had the baseball. And he had it. And that's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. After the great play by Dietrich, Dansby Swanson bounced to second. And we went to the ninth. Marlins 6 and Atlanta 4. A.J. Ramos made quick work of the Braves in the ninth, a perfect inning. Pinch hitter Jace Peterson struck out. Pinch hitter Emilio Bonifacio hit a fly ball to center. And then Ender Inciarte struck out to end it. Marlins prevail. They beat the Braves 6-4. For Miami, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 9 men left on base. For Atlanta, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Braves strand 6. Brian Ellington, the winning pitcher, he's 4-2. Aaron Blair, the loser, 1-7. For A.J. Ramos, save number 39. Time of the game was 3 hours, 21 minutes, and a crowd of 26,178 goes home happy tonight. Marlins snap a 3-game slide. They improved to 77-78 on the season. They're now 39-38 here at Marlins Park with 4 home games remaining. The Marlins ran wild tonight. How about a season-high 5 stolen bases for Miami? The first 5 stolen base game since August 25th of last year, a game here at Marlins Park against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Leading the way, who else but D. Gordon? D. was 3-for-3 in stolen base tries tonight. Stole second twice, stole third once. For D., his 13th career game with at least 3 stolen bases. He's had 3 games with 4 steals. It was his second 3 stolen base game of this season. His first came September 14th, only 10 days ago, in Atlanta against these very same Atlanta Braves.
With all those steals, our Fish Family Code today is speed. This afternoon, the final Sunday fun day at Marlins Park this season. The first pitch will actually take place a little after 1:15. That's because before the game in Marlins Park, we'll honor Ichiro's 3,000th hit. Remember, you can pick up your own limited edition, full-size Ichiro replica bat. Go to marlins.com/Ichiro. Really, really neat collector's item. Marlins on Deck starts at the same time, 12:40, and we're back on 9:40 a.m. tomorrow in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. You can also listen to Dave and Glenn's play-by-play on the MLB at Bat app, MLB.com, and the Marlins Radio Network.